The Southern Georgian Bay Jewish community is calling on the town of Collingwood to adopt a definition of anti-Semitism, as a way to help Jewish people living in Collingwood know they're safe. Rochelle and Dr. Michael Feldman provided a deputation to councillors at their January 22 meeting, representing the Southern Georgian Bay Jewish community. Rochelle founded the group in 2023, and it currently boasts 200 members. As part of their deputation, Rochelle called on the town of Collingwood to adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Association's, IHRA, working definition of anti-Semitism, which is that anti-Semitism is a certain perception of Jews, which may be expressed as hatred toward Jews. Rhetorical and physical manifestations of anti-Semitism are directed toward Jewish or non-Jewish individuals and/or their property, toward Jewish community institutions and religious facilities. The first step for creating safety for Jews in any community is adopting and implementing the IHRA's definition of anti-Semitism at the town and council levels, said Rochelle. It's essential we ensure Collingwood and the surrounding areas are safe places to live for everyone. This is a human rights issue, and I believe Collingwood, the town I grew up in, is the type of place that is safe for all those who desire to live in peace, she said. Rochelle told councillors she, her husband and five children live in Collingwood and have lived in town since 2013. Rochelle grew up in Collingwood in a Christian home, spending her high school years at Collingwood Collegiate Institute. After moving to Toronto to pursue post-secondary education, she met her now husband Michael and converted to Orthodox Judaism. I, for the first time, became acutely aware of what it felt like to be part of a minority group, said Rochelle. How people I would have normally never imagined having issues with, all of a sudden saw me differently once I became a Jew. As a mother of five Jewish children, I have a responsibility to keep them safe and as such, feel the need to speak out and advocate for them, she said. Rochelle said she and her family have experienced anti-Semitism in Collingwood, noting an incident of a swastika painted on the sidewalk in front of their home on the eve of Rosh Hashanah in September, and her children telling her about anti-Semitic symbols on the property of their schools. Because they're Jewish, they've had a completely different experience than the one I had, said Rochelle. My children do not feel like they belong in Collingwood. Rochelle isn't alone in her experiences. According to Toronto police data released earlier this month, police say the number of hate crimes in the city jumped by 42% in 2023, and most calls were related to anti-Semitism. At least 37% of all hate-motivated offenses reported in 2023 were anti-Semitic. The city of Barrie adopted the IHRA's working definition of anti-Semitism in 2020, while Canada adopted the definition as a non-legally binding tool on June 25, 2019, as part of its anti-racism strategy. Rochelle noted during her comments that the town adopting the definition would help the local Jewish community in understanding courses of action if they are ever the victim of a prejudiced act. She said the first step in addressing a situation is defining it properly. This town has taken an overt position that we do not accept racism or discrimination of any sort. It's important for us to call it out when we see it, said Cown. Deb Doherty. Later in the meeting, Cown. Kathy Jeffery put forward a notice of motion to have staff come back with a report on the issue with a recommendation and to consult with the Southern Georgian Bay Jewish community and the town's Unity Collective as part of that report. The motion will come forward for consideration at a future council meeting. For more information on the Southern Georgian Bay Jewish community, click here. With files from Bob Bruton.